Good afternoon, and welcome to Elisa's second conference call regarding the share exchange offer to Sauna shareholders. Our first conference call today was overbooked due to very high demand, and that's why we organized this second conference call. We're going through the same things we had in the first conference call. We start with the presentation, and here with me is our CEO, Veli-Matti Mattila, who will give the presentation, and our CFO, Ms. Tuija Soanjärvi, is also online. She's in a different location, but she's ready to answer your questions. This conference call will be tape recorded, and it is also available on our website later. Okay, please remember, all these lines are open all the time, so avoid noises during the conversation. We start with the presentation, and Veli-Matti, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. This is Veli-Matti Mattila. I'm glad to introduce you and present more of the details of our public share swap offering to Sauna Group shareholders. We have a strategy that we have announced beginning of this year, that we want to strengthen our market position in core markets. This transaction and offering now is a very strong execution part of our strategy. Overall, when we announced our strategy, we said that we have three steps in it, and the first step being integrating Elisa to one company, approach. We have already some early results out of that part of our strategy. For example, in the results from last year and the increase of our competitiveness, we have still a lot of potential there. The second part of our strategy, second step, is to strengthen our position in core markets. Like I said, this transaction is a very important step in an execution of that part of our strategy. The third step in our strategy is to execute the growth opportunities, and we believe that with this transaction, we create also opportunities for that third step in our strategy. If we look at more in details our public share swap offering, we are offering the share swaps to the shareholders of Sauna Group, and our offering will commence as soon as it's practically possible after this announcement. The detailed terms and conditions of the offered share swap will be released in our offering prospectus, which we will publish prior to commencement of the offering period. Of course, this is subject to the approval of the Financial Supervision of Finland. The key terms and conditions include that we have offered one share of Sauna Group to entitle 0.1786 shares of Elisa, meaning that it's 5.6-to-1 ratio what we're offering for Sauna Group shareholders. Also, we have a condition that we must receive title to at least two-thirds of the votes of Sauna Group. And third, this deal is, of course, subject to the approval of Finnish Competition Authority. Do you make somebody to stop the whole music? Probably not. We'll continue. Hopefully, it's not disturbing too much. Like I said, the third condition is that the deal is subject to the approval of the Finnish Competition Authority. Offering acceptance and recommendation of the have now committed for this offer. That means that over 50% of the votes are already committed to support the offer, including Novator, Purdara, Skipr, and Ajanta. Also, the board of directors of Sauna Group have announced their recommendation to shareholders to accept this offer. The pro forma figures, we can take a short look of that based on the figures for fiscal year 2004. We have Elisa revenues from 2004 being 1.358 billion euros and Sauna-Lahti 161 million euros. Combined pro forma is 1.517 billion euros, meaning that there's a good growth for Elisa with this transaction. Also, if you look at the number of mobile subscriptions, at the end of the first quarter this year, we had 1.4 million subscribers, Sauna-Lahti 466,000 subscribers, and altogether we would be together 1.9 million mobile customers. However, we announced today a little bit exceptionally, but for this purpose, we announced that we have increased 27,000 subscribers in the second quarter. Sauna-Lahti has also increased, and their post-Q2 number of subscribers is 497,000, which means that we have now two growing companies providing the total amount of subscribers of 1.962 million customers. This means that the combined entity has around 2 million customers in Finland, so we are creating a good volume effect for the network efficiency. One few words about the contribution to the profitability of this deal. We are estimating the synergy potential to be a minimum of 70 million euros per annum, and we also have an understanding that the effect of the share exchange offer to the earnings per share before depreciation on new intangible assets will be first negative for the 2006, but then positive as of 2007. With this deal, we are certain that the vision of Elisa to be the most attractive and most efficient Finnish telecommunications operator is a good way nearer, and we are reaching that, and we are still going forward with a stronger and strengthened company with this deal. Now I'm happy with Tuija to answer to your questions, please.
Okay, thank you very much, and please note that all lines are open, so please don't use those mute buttons which give noise. Okay, we are ready for discussion. Questions? Yes, questions, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Could you discuss more about, sorry, this is James McDonald from Hunter Hall, why the synergies don't occur until 2007 and not in 2006, please?
Sure. First, we will have integration costs, not all of them, but a lot of integration costs to take place still in 2006. And also, we couldn't overall estimate that the synergies would be fully available within the first 12 months. On the other hand, we have to also remember that Sauna-Lahti is a separate independent listed company even after we have received or got two-thirds of the company, which will make our deal to happen. Still, it will be a listed company until we have reached 100%, and we are not totally sure that we can very quickly get the 100%. There is a possibility for that, but we have taken a cautious view on this and made sure that we are not too positive on thinking what the impact for EPS in 2006 will be. So we have taken a cautious view on this one. So there is a chance that the integration to get to the 100% and for us to be able to take a company out from from the market, and that way secure by our sort of integrated management of the company that we can get the synergies earlier. There is a chance for that, but we have estimated a little bit some more time for it.
And could you get maybe quantify the sort of one-off restructuring charge? It sounds like, you know, you'll get good EBITDA increase in 2006, but there'll be some one-off integration expenses that would probably fall below, well, where we could exclude from EBITDA. Could you give us any idea of what you think they might be, please?
Well, for the first, we will come back more in details of this transaction and its financial impacts and elements in our second quarter reporting, which will take place 28th of July, so quite soon in this month. So I cannot specify more in detail the one-off items, but certainly there are a few of them, and we will come back to that. But if we look at the synergies, the major bulk of the synergies, they are coming from the volume effect that we are getting half a million customers utilizing basically the same Elisa network capacity, and that's how we are getting the economies of scale effect for the numbers. But certainly there are certain impacts, one of items which is that Saunalahti, for example, had to withdraw from TeliaSonera's network, and there was one penalty payment for that, which we have to also compensate further on and things like that. But we will come back more in details in second quarter reporting.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, it's Ronnie here from Deutsche Bank. Good morning. Maybe what can you say at this stage of your sort of branding strategy going forward? What are your thoughts? I mean, I'm saying this against the background of obviously you've got your full price service, but you also have a discount brand, and this is one additional one. A follow-up straight on to that, what the 70 million, what sort of assumptions would that include of the client retention, the new in the acquired base, you know, or are you assuming that everybody will stay with you, especially if you do something with the brand in the medium term? So, how does that work out in your mind?
Okay, if I take the second one first, your question about our churn assumption due to this transition. Of course, we have made assumption of losing some customers due to this change, but we are not disclosing the number. We have taken that into account in our synergy calculations, certainly. And sorry, the first part of the question, what was that?
Well, I'm just curious how the sort of brand portfolio looks in a couple of years.
Yes, the branding is something that we actually cannot say anything right now. For the first, we have to get this deal approved by the competitive authorities before we can do anything with the company. We can plan basically anything together with the company. We have to get the approval from the competitive authorities. So far, we are acting like yesterday as competitors in the marketplace. But on the same token, I can say that certainly we have, in Elisa's side, very good ideas what we will do. And I'm sure that Saunalahti side, they have also a lot of good ideas about that. And once we get the approval, we join together and we start to have the plans integrated, and execution will start someday. But the future will tell.
Okay, thank you. So what's the timing for that? You expect that to be the competitive approval, roughly?
Roughly October, November, as we would say.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question. Did you do any due diligence?
Could you tell your name?
Oh, yes, sorry. It's John DeMassey with Ramius Capital in London. Did you do due diligence and did you complete it? Hello?
Well, you asked about the due diligence.
Yes.
Well, we have got the introduction to the company in a good way, the way we can have before the deal, and we have got our understandings that an understanding what in which shape the company are, and considering that we are competitors still, we haven't been of course able to get everything, but we have got our homework done, if we put this way, so that the competitive authorities can also relax.
Okay, and I think your offer is conditioned on no significant deterioration in the business of Sanolatte. So basically it sounds like you've done some due diligence, but your protection on something bad happening comes from that clause, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next question, please. Quite silent at the moment. Do we have any questions?
Yes, hi, my name is Erica Wagner from Sagamore Hill. Congratulations on the, I guess, on the offer first. Can you maybe comment on the approval process that you have to go through with the Finnish competition authorities, the timing and where you see potential issues arising?
Okay. First we will give the information about this deal to the competitive authorities. And they, of course, then are doing the analysis and of the situation, and then they will give their decision. Of course, we have had three consultations with the authorities, but they are not giving beforehand any indication. They give consultation, and that's what we have done in our homework. The timing, as I told earlier, is we believe that the latest October, November, we should get the answer from them. It's maximum 4 months' time, possibly in less time of how the competitive authorities are acting. We are not too concerned about any major problems to arise from the competitive authorities' side, but of course, it's the last word is always theirs.
Maybe you can help me, sorry to come again on the same topic, maybe you can help me to better understand, you know, which areas they will focus on and how they look at market shares and, you know, the way how they, I'm sure in the consultations you went through this quite in detail.
Okay. Of course, the mobile business is something that Sanolatti has and we do have, we still, we are having...
Do you have a market share number there for us?
Well, we have around 28% market share. Sanolatti has close to 9% market share. We have a competitor which has a higher market share, TeliaSonera, around 45-50, I believe, at the moment, without knowing their Q2 situation. Same thing for DNA. They are, I guess, around 13-14, without knowing their post-Q2 situation. We have three, after this transaction would happen, we would still have three mobile networks as we have today. We would still have independent service providers in the marketplace. So for competitive point of view, there will be alternatives for customers. So we do believe after even this transaction in the mobile side. Then we have, of course, the other element is the broadband business. Sanolatti has some thousands of mobile broadband customers, as we do in we do have a bit more in Elisa. We have a larger network than they have. There may be some thinking in that. I cannot be giving more information. It's up to the competitive authorities. What I can say is that the broadband competition is well functioning in our areas due to the fact that we have TeliaSonera, DNA, several other players other than Saunalahti also in Elisa's area. So if Saunalahti is out in the broadband market, there will also competition to be providing alternatives, different alternatives for the end users and customers. So these are the situations. Our market share in broadband is around 30%. TeliaSonera has around 30%, and Finnish Group has around 25 plus minus something. Helsinki TV has also, Swellcom has a couple percent points. Almat is quite a small player in the broadband market.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have any further questions?
I have another question in response to that answer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going from four competitors down to three, which, you know, seems like it's in certain countries, at least in the U.S., I think that would become problematic. Are there other industries in Finland where the competitive environment has gone from four to three? And you know, can you tell us how the regulators view that?
Well, for the first, Finnish market is very small, 5 million capital, 5 million people in the large country, especially for mobile business, where the network costs are related to the coverage and the geographical size of the country. We have one index that we are using is the customer density, and the index of customer density in Finland is 5, which means how many customers you have per square kilometer per network. You have that index in Norway, something like 7.5. If we would even take one network out from Finland, the customer density index would go to 7, which is less than they have in Norway with two networks. So I see that the situation is such that having three networks in Finland, even having two networks, is very, very tough from the business side of view, and that is something also the competitive authorities have to take into account. But we are not taking out any third network with this transaction, and there are still alternatives. It's not only four players that are in the marketplace. There are other service providers also, like Tele2 and so forth, in the marketplace as a mobile network service provider.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Any other questions? Now it's quite silent. Okay. We thank you all, and we wish you a nice day.
Thank you.